Looks to bridge the gap in communication between opinion shapers and the general public. The aim is to create a medium where top-flight leaders in governance, civil society, and business are brought close to the people for the purpose of interrogating the details of topical issues affecting society.
Talk of the City, Wednesdays 9:30 to 11 hours. Talk of the City.
9:07 News, whole day, every day.
Here
are the headlines. The High Court in South Africa has ruled that the body of former President Edgar Lungu be repatriated to Zambia despite his family's opposition. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed deep concern over the disconnect between positive economic indicators and the real cost of living for consumers. And in international news, Ghana's President John Mahama has promised a full investigation into Wednesday's helicopter crash that killed two government ministers and six other people.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. Zambia's former president, Edgar Lungu, will finally be laid to rest in his homeland after a two-month court battle. The Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, South Africa, this morning ruled that Lungu's body must be repatriated to Zambia for a state funeral. Acting Judge President Aubrey Pago Ledwaba stated that the South African court had no jurisdiction to stop a foreign head of state from attending or presiding over the burial of a former president. The judge ordered the funeral home to immediately surrender Lungu's body to the Zambian government. Lungu's family had opposed the repatriation, citing his alleged wishes to avoid a state funeral and keep President Hakainde Hichilema away from his casket. The Zambian government maintained that the dignity of the presidency required Lungu's burial on Zambian soil with full honors. Lungu passed away on June 5, 2025 at a private clinic in South Africa, and his body will now be flown back to Lusaka for burial at the presidential memorial site. Zambia's Attorney General Mulilo Khabesha expressed happiness that the ruling has been made in public interest. Initiative to address saline salty water challenges in parts of Western Province, aiming to improve access to water, sanitation and hygiene services in rural areas. Empowered communities helping others echo